Okay, sir, I believe our four board members are present at the moment. I believe that the only one, Mr. Kowinis, will be serving as your lead through the process of elimination as I will come up with him. So if you just hold on, sir, we will be with you shortly.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is James Gonzalez, James Nicholas Gonzalez, and my ABC number is 280014.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest.
Yes, sir.
You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago.
Yes, sir, I did.
I see that you signed that form on July 17th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, to my far right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes, sir. It's nice to meet all of you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Before we get started, Mr. Gonzalez, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Gonzalez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest.
Yes, sir.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your engagement in a conspiracy to, it says facility, I think they mean facilitate, the transfer of pharmaceutical narcotics from one person to another without a valid prescription for monetary gain. Mr. Gonzalez, is this true or false? Before you answer that, I will say that during the second phase of this hearing, you'll have a chance to speak in detail, but for now, for phase one, we're just asking if it's true or false.
I guess it would be true.
Okay, thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 28, 2018. For the task GCMS lab report dated June 27, 2018. Mr. Gonzalez, is this true or false?
Oh, it is also true.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Gonzalez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we are going to continue the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for some questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On June 15, 2018, Mr. Gonzalez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 28, 2018 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody June 28, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of September 23, 2018, 0 SCANA days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013, aggravated robbery, 3.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CDIR score 2-3. Mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reached CCD in custody. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Under arrest, 2009, criminal simulation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2017, theft of means of transportation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2017, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby, and I want to make sure that I didn't misunderstand. Was he returned to community supervision on a prior revocation?
No, it looks like that was for his, it was based on his parole violation for that he's currently having his hearing.
Okay, thank you. So make sure I didn't misunderstand. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at 3010 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You remained there until you were arrested in Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1. I believe that's in Phoenix. It seems that you were out there a very short period of time, but were you able to find work, or what was your plan?
Yes, I was actually employed at Commercial Integrity Clean, and I gave my parole officer my business card the day that I was arrested. It was actually my first day of work. And beforehand, I was struggling to help provide and make money. And that's why the conspiracy charges, I actually, I verbally took place in them because it was for monetary gain, for money. And I verbally did take place in them, never physically. And like I said, I had just gained employment. And the day that I was arrested, I did give my parole officer my business card at Commercial Integrity Cleaning. It was actually my first day at work. And I've been in contact through the CO3 with my family and my employer, and I could salvage my job when returned, or if given the opportunity to back into society.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, I do appreciate that you were aggressive about seeking employment when you were returned to the community. It seems the main issue is that you relapsed into drug use pretty quickly. I think you had a positive for methamphetamine and THC per a TAS lab report dated July 9, 2018. So, did you have ongoing problems with methamphetamine, or what was your history?
Yes, Well, I've had an ongoing problem with methamphetamine, but when I was released from Cheyenne, I was actually dirty. So I was released with, I guess, an addiction at the time, and I relapsed once. And recently, since my incarceration, I've been clean for 45 days. I've been working on my sobriety. I also was baptized, and I've given myself to Christ, and I think He's played a big role in my life recently. And I think I'm past that, and if given the opportunity, I don't think I would relapse or go back to drug use. Well, I received a higher power, and I just feel like I'm a better person. And I've been working on myself since I've been back. I've been programming. I've taken an AA class. I took a health class. I've done a driver's license class. I'm not sure if it's showing on my AIMS file, but I have graduated from them. They said they're going to try to get it on today. So I've just been working on myself to better myself so that I could remain sober. And that's all I have to say on my behalf for that.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Are you attending any AA or NA groups inside Department of Corrections?
Yes, I am. Like I said, they should be going on my AIMS file. They're just not, it's not, I'm not sure if they were going to be able to get it on my AIMS file by today.
I think in this case, it's good enough that you're telling us that you're attending NA or AA. That's a very positive sign. And I hope that you will stay committed to that program. We find that people do well if they work the program. I think you get that.
Absolutely.
Concerning your methamphetamine, I'm not trying to back you into a corner on information, if you will, about what's going on inside prison. We get that there's drugs that are available inside prison. But you are saying that you were using methamphetamine inside DOC before you came out?
I was released early. So I was released using, I guess you could say. One time I relapsed and I was released with an addiction. And like I said, since I've been back for 45 days, I've been able to work on that. And I'm 45 days clean.
Well, so you're a young man. Were you exposed to methamphetamine before you went to prison?
I was exposed to drugs at a very young age. I would say about fourth grade, and I was raised prior to elementary and junior high, almost as a lifestyle. And like as if it was all right. I've been struggling with it throughout my whole life. I've been in several sober living communities, rehabs in the last 2.5 years. And I've learned a lot. I've found out what triggers my relapse, and I've been able to learn and just make myself more stable when it comes to relapsing, and I know what triggers it, and I'll be able to use that if, you know, under any circumstances.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to ask my fellow board members, there any questions for you? Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Gonzalez, I'm getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything with us that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into deliberation?
Yes, I do have stability out there. It released. I have my mother at 3010. She works at the Veterans Hospital. And she's just really good, positive family support in my life. I also have President, I believe she was supposed to call and speak on my behalf. I don't know if she did or not. And I have family support and people that need me out there, and I just want to be given the opportunity to be a provider for them and for myself in a productive member of society, honestly.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you with our decision.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez, and I appreciate how respectful and polite you've been to the board. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion from the board members. I think from my perspective as one voting board member, I can't help but look at this from a very practical angle. I hear what Mr. Gonzalez is saying about turning the corner, and I really hope he has, but I will also point out that he's been exposed to addictive drugs for quite some time. I commend him for his sobriety. It sounds like, I think he stated that he'd been clean for 45 days and is attending AA or NA inside the Department of Corrections, and he sounds like an individual who's very motivated to make that change. But his sobriety is also pretty fresh, and so again, from a practical position, if my math is correct, he only has about 40 days left. Let me make sure I'm clear on that. That's September 23rd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Westby?
That is correct.
Okay. So then he has about 40 days left, and the administrative reality is it would take him 2 weeks of out processing just to be put back in the community supervision, and it would be very little that could be done for him in that short amount of time. I personally think he'd be better off taking advantage of his last days. And I mean days, not months, putting together a plan for his return to the community, staying sober, pursuing his group therapy, and then coming out free and clear. It sounds like he has the support of his family, and it sounds like a job, too. So with 40 days left, I think he'd be best served just waiting out his sentence and coming out free and clear, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Thank you, fellow board members. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1863, a discussion of Mr. Gonzalez as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gonzalez was delinquent, following the terms and conditions of supervision and not lapse, was about to lapse in the manager company, inasmuch at a minimum that he was still dirty with the use of methamphetamine and had gotten involved in a bit of a conspiracy with pharmaceutical drugs, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon. Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Gonzalez, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on September 23rd, 2018. If you heard the discussion, that's next month. That's 40 days from now. You are clean. You're pursuing AANA, which is very positive, and it sounds like that there's work waiting for you when you come out. So you're reminded that when you're released next month, you will not have a community corrections officer. You wouldn't have to deal with visiting the parole office on South 16th Street. And you'll be able to move forward with your life. And I do wish you success in your sobriety. You have some work to do on that, but it sounds like that you have support, that you have a plan, and that you have work. So I really, really encourage you to stay the course. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Gonzalez, thank you for appearing before the board today.